Christmas is going to be here before you know it. And if you're like me, you don't know what to buy your wife because they have everything. They have no wants, no needs, which is a good blessing to have. Go ahead, let's redo that bathroom for her that she's really been thinking about. Or maybe the kitchen. You know, we can get in there and get the floor done before Christmas before family gets here. So call us at 285-8117, and we'll go in there and get it handled for her, and you will be the king of Christmas this year.
There you go, folks. And don't do it don't wait until your wife just really is haranguing you. Why not surprise her? Like, bring samples by one day. Honey, I got something to show you. It's like, what? We're doing what? Yeah. We're going to get it finally replaced. I think that's I'm not married, but I hear that's a good way to go about things. Be proactive.
Be proactive. Put a little thought into their home or their children, and their love takes completely full for months. Years, if you'll do that.
Well, Ray, again, that number for Prattville Carpet, 285-8117. And when you call 285-8117, be sure you tell them that you heard Ray Bowles here on News and Views.
Guys, y'all have a great day.
You too, Ray.
Well, the first hour's in the can. Say we hit a break, start the second hour?
Yeah, I want to ask you about Joel Osteen when we come back.
That butterface?
Where do you see what they found in the bathroom?
There? I might have heard a little story about that already. I know what you're talking about, but we'll talk about it when we come back. More News and Views after this.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Ukraine will be the issue as President Biden and Russian President Putin meet virtually tomorrow. It will be a video call. Russia continues massing troops and military hardware along the border with Ukraine, raising fears of a pending invasion. Mayor Bill de Blasio says all New York City employers will have to mandate COVID-19 vaccinations for their workers by December 27th. He's calling it a preemptive strike to stop the further growth of COVID-19. A rather gloomy inflation forecast from America's business economists. They have sharply raised their forecast for inflation, predicting an extension of the price spikes that have resulted in part from supply chain bottlenecks as well as Fed monetary policy. More details at srnnews.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Another warm day today with a high temperature in the middle 70s, but showers and thunderstorms becoming likely, particularly this afternoon and into the evening hours tonight before ending. A couple of stronger storms, not out of the question, with some gusty winds possible. Much cooler overnight, low temperature 44. Quite cool tomorrow with highs only in the 50s. Risk of some spotty showers tomorrow, but I think there's a better rain chance Tuesday night into Wednesday, and more scattered showers and storms on Thursday and Friday. A wet and active week. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action. It's free in the App Store. Just search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368.
an equal housing lender.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free for Hims.com/radio. That's right. Free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address. forhims.com/radio. That's forhims.com/radio for your free online visit. forhims.com/radio.
Is your cell phone or iPad cracked, broken, or not working right? Don't let the big carrier stores sucker you into a new $1,100 device. Let XI Repair fix your device today. XI Repair fixes cell phones, computers, laptops, iPads, game consoles, drones, and more. Their certified technicians fix hundreds of devices every day. When your device needs care, call XI Repair, 334-777-1234, or Google XI Repair.
Today, your Savior was born in Davidstown. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This is how you will know him. You will find a baby wrapped in pieces of cloth and lying in a feeding box. You know, that story never gets old. We pray that this holiday season, you will be surrounded by the Christ Jesus, family, and friends. So from our family at AutoSave Tire and Automotive in Montgomery and Prattville, to your family, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
To news and views from 9 till noon. State Senator Will Barfoot should be joining us here before too long.
Excellent.
And you wanted, before we get into other stuff, you wanted to address this Joel Osteen thing?
Yeah, I mean, to me that was, I think it broke Friday. To me, the whole idea of it is kind of crazy. And those who don't know, there was a Texas plumber who was working at the Joel Osteen big church there, mega church. And he found cash in a wall right up behind a toilet. And so, and which was crazy. He found like over 500 envelopes.
By the way, if you just go to Google and type in Joel Osteen.
Yeah.
And then you let it auto-populate. No, it gives you the options.
Yeah.
Guess what the first auto-populate search query is? Net worth.
Oh, yeah, definitely. He's a big money guy. How much?
And then it's latest, then his wife. Let's see. What is his net worth estimated?
I would say...
Oh, $100 million.
Wow.
Is what one website's saying.
Beat me by about 50. I thought he was
going to say $50 million. Now, these net worth calculators can be notoriously off, well, but I would not be surprised with that guy.
Yeah, in this case, because they found over 500 envelopes crammed in this wall. Most of it were cash. The amount of money found was over $400,000.
I was wondering, what does his wife look like? Oh, that's a lot of makeup.
Yeah, she remember a while back she got in trouble for, or not trouble, but she got accused of being very rude to some people on a plane. Very unchristian-like.
How is being rude unchristian? When did we become to like, go, oh, your basic niceties and kind etiquette is now a Christian?
Yes.
I don't think that, if Jesus had behaved that way, I don't think we'd know about him. You can be very Christian and also, you know, be provocative.
Sure.
You know, you can...
But you should have a ton of empathy, I would think. And I think
the point is not to be lukewarm. Yeah. Well, no, I'm not defending the Osteens. I'm just saying, oh, she was rude on a plane. How about $400,000 stashed in your bathroom walls?
Well, apparently they had a robbery at the church. I guess the cops were called. I don't know. This robbery was months ago. And they just filed an insurance claim like it was no big deal.
Yeah, being born and raised a Catholic, I'm not big on that whole prosperity gospel thing.
Yeah.
I think there's some truth to the idea that if you orient your life in the correct way, you give it up to God, you will probably do better. But okay. Nothing's guaranteed. I think the whole point is that life is suffering. And that the suffering has meaning. Look at what he did for us. Like, the idea that you'll be rewarded if you believe is absurd to me. I don't think that's the point. I think the belief and faith has to come from somewhere other than just, I'll be rewarded. I think the whole point is that you believe whether or not you get earthly reward or anything else, you believe for its own sake. So, I don't like these pastors that end up these multi-millionaires with the mega churches and the money stashed in their walls. That does start to seem unchristian. You can be as rude as you like, but
I know that's a lot of money and all that, but it just seems strange.
And I don't begrudge somebody wealth. I don't begrudge somebody being rich at all. You know me.
Right.
It's just how you do it.
And what you do with that money.
Yeah.
As far as him, because it's a ministries. And I'm sure, and I don't know, but I'm sure he has ministries that he takes care of and things like that. But I'm telling you, that just seems like a huge haul.
Though, I wonder how much money is stashed in the walls of the Vatican.
Ooh, Joey, can you imagine how many bodies are stashed in the walls?
Well, how much artwork has been pillaged from other lands?
That's another thought, yeah.
Thank God for the Reformation. And I say that as being born and raised a Catholic. Let's go to Simple Man. Hey, Simple Man.
Hey, Lori. Hey, George, can you hear me on this cell phone?
I can hear you right now.
I kind of in my wheelhouse now about what you said about Eddie said about, you know, Christians don't have to be, I would say can be rude, whatever, but I remember an incident I read in my Bible where Jesus went into the temple and he said, is it not written that my house shall be called a house of prayer, but you've made it a den of thieves? And he began to pitch a fit. I mean, he pitched a fit.
Yeah.
Says he made a whip out of cords.
Yeah.
And ran them all out, turned over the tables, kicked them over. Now, who did he hit? Did he hit anybody with that cord? I don't know. I think he did give them a slop or two, you know, running them out of there. Another place, he was talking to the Sadducees, Pharisees, and he said, "You are of your father, the devil." You know, that's pretty rude. But, he played that like it was. So, if you believe God, if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, if you know who he is, you know who God the Father is, you ought to be as good as you can be, but if you can't be, well, you know, there it is.
Well, and also, I never have bought the atheist arguments or that because certain people are bad means like it speaks less of God. It never made sense to me. No, it just speaks to the fallen nature of men and how even certain men will use God to advance their evil plans or certainly their own self-serving plans. So I never bought that. Yeah. Because so-and-so pastor is corrupt, that means the religion's corrupt. That doesn't make sense to me.
We're all not on the same, but I appreciate y'all letting me call in and talk to y'all. It's a good show. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, Simple Man.
Let's go to Donkey Lori.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Morning, honey.
Morning.
Hey, I got to chime in on this one because there's a little bit of information y'all don't know about me, but we moved here from Tampa, Florida. Mm-hmm. And I lived in Tampa for 25 years. I was a part of a mega church in Tampa. And I'm talking, Tampa's got a lot of money with the football players, the baseball players, you name it. And I worked in the inner city ministry, taking flyers and keep checking on kids in the inner city project. Well, I ended up with, I had non-relative custody of four, but on a regular basis, I would have 7 to 9 children who, you know, crack addict parents were in prison, you know, and you know, the Department of Children and Families would come and inspect and check on everybody. And long story short, got them in private Christian schools. They're all grown. They're doing amazing, having their own children, and they're a blessing to the world. But being in a mega church with all that money, it was so Hollywood.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I was very naive and starry-eyed, you know, and I thought my relationship with God, was based on, you know, how my church leaders perceived me. And I had to work through forgiveness and the negativity these years later, because I was like a poster child for them when they did fundraisers. So they had Barry Bonds, they had Daryl Strawberry, they had all these big name figures come for this huge fundraiser for the church, and they were selling plates for, you know, like $125 for your plate, you know, black tie event.
Right.
And they had me with all of my children at our own table. Of course, we didn't have to pay a dime. But, you know, the celebrities came, took pictures with the kids and everything. But, you know, in all the years that I raised those kids, I'm telling you, I struggled to feed them and keep the lights on. And I got a benevolence offering. I took a benevolence offering one time for like $2,000. And, you know, when I could feed them fruits and vegetables and salads, I felt like the best mom on the planet.
Right.
But I'm trying not to tear up. The pastors of that church were a married couple, and it just became so Hollywood and the who's who, you know, and to use someone like me and my kids and say, and look at what our ministry is doing, you know, and I remember feeling like, your ministry's not doing crap. I'm doing the hard work. And I volunteered to do it. But that married couple ended up divorcing. And I can tell you, I even worked in their home, cleaning their home for them. There was a whole lot of non-Christian behavior that went on behind the scenes. But I have to remember all the good, because people who went there for the right reason benefited in ways that didn't have anything to do with the leadership. But I do not like Osteen, and I don't mean to be negative. God bless him. The man of God, I guess. You know, he's making millions and millions of dollars off, you know, the gospel of Jesus Christ. And, you know, I would aspire to be more like Mother Teresa myself. But I had my own personal experiences.
Yeah, it sounds like you went through it with something like that, yeah.
Yeah, and I knew them personally. I was in their home.
Right.
You know, so, but I'm so grateful for the everyday average, you know, grateful for what Christ has done for us, and you're just out there making a difference, doing one kind thing at a time. That's the real deal, you know. Thanks for letting me get on my little soapbox this morning, guys.
Well, thank you, Lori.
Love y'all.
Take care, Lori.
And she also, that T-shirt she got me. Oh, that was great.
Oh, I got one, too. It actually fits me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brandon's a popular guy.
Very popular.
Brandon, real quick, we're going to hit a break, then we'll bring in our guest. This part of the program brought to you by Troop Booth and Heirloom Jewelers. If you're looking to buy or sell fine antique or estate jewelry pieces, Troop Booth is the man to go see there at Heirloom Jewelers at 6948 Vaughn Road here in Montgomery. If you're looking to sell the Troop Booth, all you need to do is call up and make an appointment at 260-0066 or online at heirloomjewelers.com. And he'll buy pretty much anything. He's bought estate jewelry pieces for $50, all the way over six figures.
Yep.
And this is why he does it by appointment, by the way, because say you do bring in something that's so-called scrap jewelry that you never wear that might be broken. Well, he still wants to get you the underlying value of the brand or the precious metals, the gems there, and so he's, you know, really looking into what's going on there. Or sometimes you bring something in and you don't know that this is worth $80,000. This is something truly special. So that's why he does it by appointment, so he can take the time. He'll come back, give you an offer, and if you agree to the value of that offer then and there, you get paid.
Right then and there, Joey.
It's just that easy. They'll give you a check to be deposited at your earliest convenience. And if you're looking to buy from Troop Booth, you can buy online at heirloomjewelers.com or stop by in person. Always restocking that showroom with the most popular fashions and fads here in the River Region. It is great work. And if you buy, whether online or in person, use the promo code Joey.
Joey.
J-O-E-Y. And you'll get 10% off your purchase there at Heirloom Jewelers, which, you know, you can do the math on some of those big items. It's a big chunk of change to save. So check them out today. That's Heirloom Jewelers and Troop Booth. Great sponsor here for news and views from 9 till noon. Coming up after this break, we have State Senator Will Barfoot in the house.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Tis the season to be sailing, and that's just what the whole crew from the Health and Wealth Show is going to do. On Saturday, December 18th, we'll all meet dockside at the Harriet 2. We'll start boarding at 2 and depart at 2:30. Elvis will be there. Santa Claus is going to be there. This Christmas extravaganza is coming down your chimney on Saturday, December 18th, so mark your calendars. And if you need more information, you can call David Ernest at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. Now, I know what you're thinking, and yes, this is my real hair. The other thing you're thinking is, how much does all this cost? Well, what do you think it'll cost? A boat ride on the Harriet 2? Santa Claus? Elvis? Food from Chappie's Deli? Well, here's my old buddy Broadway Joe to tell you how much it costs.
It's free!
So come see us Saturday, December 18th, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, right there on the Harriet 2, because 'tis the season to be sailing. Sponsored by Ernest Financial, LLC.
Hello everyone, Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Studio, but apparently he was here already with David Ernest, State Senator Will Barfoot. Will, how are you, sir?
Man, great. And it is it's great to be here. I see you've got your new digs here padded room. I knew some kind of way I'd wind up in a padded room before it was all over with. But I like them.
No, it's the right setting for me as well, the padded room. And I'm apparently auditioning for a Guy Ritchie movie this afternoon.
You're looking sharp, man.
Yeah, I'm having too much fun. I told folks if I start making more money, I'm start dressing like a cartoon character just to make everybody go, what the heck is going on there?
Like the cap. What do you call that?
I don't even know. I just, I don't even know.
It's a fancy English
model
you're
wearing.
Yeah, it's
like a bowler cap or something like that.
Looking good. Looking good.
The ball cap with the headphones squeezes right behind the ears. Yeah, I get it. It's a mess. Anyway, there's plenty that's been going on in the state. Of course, we've been talking about all these entries into the governor's race. But I kind of want to lay it out because this is the conventional wisdom. With it being an election year, a lot of folks say, not much will be done in this upcoming session. Is that wisdom truly wise, or what do you see coming this legislative session?
Well, I don't know. I guess being a lawyer, I've stopped trying to predict what judges do, and being in the legislature, I'll stop trying to predict what the legislature will do. But I'll say this. I think election year, first year, second, or third, it ought to be, business that's out there needs to be taken care of. That's what we need to handle. I think, at least on the Senate side, some of my Senate colleagues that I've talked to, I think that's the same mentality, generally speaking. I would suspect in the House as well, but we'll see what gets done. And of course, I always have the philosophy that if sometimes maybe the state's better off when we're not in session. So,
right. Yeah. Amen to that.
Yes, sir.
Amen to that. Now, a few things we kick around. Last week, we saw some folks bring up the idea of getting rid of a tax on groceries. I think that would be something that could be done even with an election cycle on the horizon. What do you think of that idea?
Great idea. There would be some bipartisan support for that. The issue is twofold. I mean, where do you feel a significant amount of money that would go into the education trust fund?
Lottery.
Well, I suspect that'll be a conversation that'll be had, but where do you fill that hole? And then the second thing is if the state says, hey, we're going to do away with tax on groceries, does that mean that gives the authority from the cities and counties to come backfill that to where you're really not paying any less? You're paying the same amount. It's just going to a different pot.
And it's 4% that would be removed,
that's
right?
That's correct.
Yeah. And so, to your point, Montgomery could turn around and add 4% themselves.
Sure. Or any county.
Any county, yeah.
I won't say a threat, but is that a legit concern where if we do remove taxes, not just off groceries, but anything, we have to worry about somebody kind of coming in and backfilling?
Absolutely. I think, anytime you're talking about government and the need and the appetite that the government has for money, I think that whether it be, again, not just Montgomery, but any of the other 66 counties out there that, whether those, and I'm not saying it might not be needed in certain counties. I'm just saying
I'm glad you brought it up because that's not something I even considered, but you're exactly right.
What's to stop them? And then what's a legitimate need? If you put a prohibition on cities or counties or have a red line in the sand, the state takes their portion of the taxes off. Mm-hmm. And if County X needs, a legitimate need for revenue for something,
right,
and there's an ultimate absolute prohibition,
how
do you balance those two?
Right. Well, I just hope people tackle that because I have seen that bipartisan support. I'm always a fan of getting rid of taxes in any shape, form, or fashion. That's just my pet project. But generally speaking, when you look, especially from your humble perch here locally, how do you think the state is doing? We could talk financially, but generally the direction and sort of the vision of the state.
I think pretty well, and I look through the lens of, being down there and serving for the past 3 years and had some preconceived notions, ideas about, what the legislative process was, and some of those were not true. Some of those I wish they were, and sometimes I'm glad that they're not. But generally speaking, especially in the Republican caucus in the Senate, the conversations we've had, I think – even behind closed doors, the public would be extremely proud of us. And I'm not saying everything's perfect.
Sure. Right.
But it is a conservative-leaning Republican majority in the Senate. And, I won't speak for the House because I'm not in those caucus meetings, but I've certainly seen that as well. Now, could we do some things that we haven't done? Sure. And I think there's a lot of things to tackle. Is it ever going to be perfect? It's not. But comparatively speaking, especially when you look to pre-2010, I think the state's in a much better fiscal and moral position than we were.
Yeah, I think we're heading in the right direction. Is it fast enough? I'm impatient in that regard. I do find it interesting that Tim James is now in this governor's race. And I think it will be the centerpiece of his campaign. It's what I'd advise him or Lindy Blanchard as she gets in. It should be education. Because despite being very well-funded, we're still, dead last in terms of a lot of outcomes in education in the state. And I know some areas are better than others. Sure. Some systems are better than others. But would you be open to that that discussion on how do we make education... Here's my approach. I'll just give it to you and see where you go with it. That because we're doing so poorly, I think you have to do something dramatic and structural to really change things.
To change... incremental changes only work in certain situations, and I think to your point, I think this is what you're trying to say, and I think we agree with this that if you're expecting a certain outcome and you're not getting that outcome for the monies that you spend, you've got to do something different. And rarely, I mean, sometimes money is the solution, but rarely is it the only solution. And most of the time, it's only just a small piece of that puzzle.
Right. And I think, my limited experience with public education, I say that advisedly, going to Catholic education my whole life. But I've worked with some folks in public education, kind of looked actually at what some kids were doing. I think it was the Beulah High School system over there. And what I found is that there are a lot of kids who are hungry to learn, hungry to express their talents. But the old models of everybody sit in a 20, 30-person classroom and sort of jump through the hoops, it underserves a lot of kids and a lot of people.
It does. You know, I've got five children, and I bring them up pretty rarely, regularly that, each one of them learns a little different than the other. My oldest two went through the magnet schools. My youngest three are in Pike Road schools. And... some people are hands-on. You need to look at it. You need to do it with your hands, figure it out. Some people do better reading from a book. Some people just pure instruction, listening. And so that one-size-fits-all model rarely works. And so from that standpoint, I do believe that, you need to look at, hey, what is the goal here and how do you accomplish that goal, not just, hey, this is the model, and now we've got to work within the model.
How do you do it? You said five kids?
Five kids.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
I'm an old man, Joey.
I didn't say it.
And five kids put him an old man a long time ago, Joey.
Yeah, I was about to say, it's not a number.
Yeah.
It's not a number at all. But, I mean, it is, I think, an interesting conversation to have, balancing family life. You also still have a legal career, and you're serving in the legislature. I mean, I'm always interested in how do you do this? How do you, you've been a successful guy so far in life. How do you balance all of these things and organize yourself?
Well, success, I guess, is a term of art. It means something different to everybody. We've managed to put food on the table, and, other areas we've probably not been as successful as parents. But I will say this. I think, first of all, I have an advantage being here locally. I think about men and women across the state that have to drive 3.5 hours to get here. And, when we're not in session, I can, if we've got a little break, I can go to the office if I need to, unless there's something else going on at the state house. So from that standpoint, it's a little easier. I will also say, though, that, sometimes it does seem like that those members from across the state can kind of compartmentalize what they're doing and completely focus on why they're here.
Right.
So that's a benefit for them, too. But it is – that's one of those things that I go back to my comments a few minutes ago is that, before I ran and won, I thought, it's just a part-time job. Couldn't be further from the truth. We're only in session 30 days out of 120, except for the one we have a special. We've got committee meetings, joint committee meetings that go on throughout the year, depending on which committees you're on. And ultimately, your constituents' needs do not stop when you're not in the legislature. So,
right. And you're on the Judicial Committee in the Senate. Any others?
Yeah, Vice Chair of the Judiciary Committee, which I'm extremely proud of. I'm on the Agriculture and Forestry Conservation Committee. I serve on Veterans Affairs. I serve on Confirmations, which is unique to the Senate, and also serve on Fiscal Responsibility and financial, fiscal responsibility and economic development. We shorten it to FRED, so I typically say FRED.
We're on the FRED.
We're on the FRED. And then joint contract review. I was made chairman of the Sunset Committee here this past regular session. So, and there are other ancillary committees I'm on.
Well, and you're on a lot of committees, yeah. But I know one of the things that has to be most frustrating as a legislator is that you are on your committees, you see a lot of bills that are brought right in front of your committee, but then here comes this bill that was passed out of some committee in the House, and then the House passes it, and they drop it in front of you, and you've got, what, a few hours left in the session, yeah. And this thing's 100 pages. And it's yep. not like reading 100 pages of, you know, Stephen King. Right. It's like references to all sorts of yep. law. I mean, that has to be a frustrating part of the job.
It does. One of the members, colleagues in the Senate, you know, was asking me about, you know, a particular piece of legislation that he was carrying and was going to sponsor. And in theory, generally, I said, man, I think it's a great idea. He said, good, I'll put you down as being a supporter. I said, well, hold on a minute. You know, I mean, the devil is in the details. And he said, it's a problem with you lawyers. Y'all like to read everything.
Uh-huh.
You know, commas matter. And to say that, if anybody tells you that they read every word of every piece of legislation up there, they're just quite honestly not telling you the truth. Try to read as much as you can. Some of it, you know, there have been bills that, you know, I could sit down for the next week and read four and five times and still would not have, honestly, I'm just yeah. a fool. It's not in my wheelhouse. And so you do have to rely on people that you know, understand the impacts of those particular bills. And try to build a consensus and those that you trust.
Well, and that's what makes something like a major overhaul of education so difficult, because you can maybe understand the impact to law, technically speaking, but what's the impact to society, to kids, to parents? And that makes these big reforms all the more difficult. Though I'm used to dealing with, you know, a real estate agent mm-hmm. here, and he's constantly saying, Joey, I've got this idea, yes or yes. And it's like, how can we get your name on the bottom line today?
A deal yeah. too good to refuse. Huh?
Right. Yeah, and he's giving me hoodies with his name on it, and like, I'm going to be a walking billboard.
That was the plan, yeah.
And I suspect he's CIA. He's got the perfect cover.
Yeah. I can see that.
Yeah, me too. He's lived in Turkey, Alaska, like he's been.
You sure CIA, not KGB?
Well, you know, it could
actually,
be. Could be a double agent.
That's right. You know me, Joey. I'm getting money from both sides.
Yes or yes. Here, we got to hit a quick break. And I want to talk a little national stuff, kind of kick it around and see what Alabama's perspective is on this, at least in the opinion of State Senator Will Barfoot. More with him after this.
Joey Clark.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We take certain things in life for granted, like our posture and balance. Wouldn't you like to stand and walk like you used to? Physical therapy and balance centers right off I-65 in Prattville is the area's most advanced therapy center. Dawn Sexton and her PTA, Nancy Alexander, have been working with patients in the River Region for years. Regain your physical confidence using their state-of-the-art solo step track and Virtualis virtual reality rehab. Call for a free balance test today, 334-595-9990. Physical therapy and balance centers in Prattville.
30 seconds with Alabama News Rising anchor David Lamb.
I'm fortunate that my entire broadcast career has been spent in the state of Alabama. I've been at stations in Huntsville, in Birmingham, and fortunately, glad to be here in Montgomery in the state capital. So every day that my feet hit the floor, my dad taught me try to make someone's life better.
David Lamb on Alabama News Rising, weekday mornings from 4:30 to 7 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368.
an equal housing lender.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop, where the word expert means knowledge and knowledge means the Herb Shop. Let the experts at the Herb Shop help you feel better today. Check them out on the web at herbshopal.com. The Herb Shop, Pepper Tree Shopping Center, Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Another warm day today with a high temperature in the middle 70s, but showers and thunderstorms becoming likely, particularly this afternoon and into the evening hours tonight before ending. A couple of stronger storms not out of the question with some gusty winds possible. Much cooler overnight, low temperature 44. Quite cool tomorrow with highs only in the 50s. Risk of some spotty showers tomorrow, but I think there's a better rain chance Tuesday night into Wednesday and more scattered showers and storms on Thursday and Friday. A wet and active week. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action. It's free in the App Store. Just search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Thank you for choosing Capital Tractor for your equipment needs. Thank you for trusting us to help you do the work you do. And thank you for making us one of the largest Kubota dealers in the Southeast. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
News and views from 9 till noon. In the studio, we have State Senator Will Barfoot. And you have a quick thing you want to add to the record, kind sir?
I do. And I thought I made it clear, but probably not. Some wise advice was just given to me that none of this is possible without my wife. And that is absolutely true.
I was saying earlier that, you know, I just turned 33 last week, and I'm still a bachelor, but I have a bunch of buddies who are married, have been for a few years now, including my brother, his lovely wife, Caroline, and I'll occasionally see them look at me, and they'll start blinking in this odd manner and go, happy wife, happy life, and I'm like, dude, if you're blinking at me with Morse code, I can't read it.
You're not the recipient of the Jeremiah Denton blink.
God love him, but I wouldn't have been the guy to read those signals. Yeah. I'd certainly get it, especially the more I talk to my brother, though his wife is fantastic. There might be a rumor going around that I went to ASF with them as a third wheel to go see some musical, but, you know, I'm man enough to admit it.
Did you sing along at that musical? Did you get on the audience?
I didn't.
Well, did they buy you a ticket?
No, I bought the ticket.
Did you buy theirs as well?
No, they bought their own. Yeah, they were in town. I'm like, hey.
Yeah, they really wanted you to go.
I was third wheel.
yeah.
I was third wheeling. No, it was it was good. I just hadn't been to ASF in a while. Now, from this standpoint here in Alabama, I mean, you probably have heard me rant and rave plenty on the national political scene, but one thing I think is not often talked about in state politics that I think we should at least start to consider more, I don't think that money tree in D.C. or a lot of, you know, right now, plenty of money being thrown at Alabama and all the states through the federal government. But when I look 5-10 years down the road, and it could be sooner than that, I think we're in for a big hangover and a big headache, to put it mildly. Are there ways that we could maybe start to prepare as a state for sort of trouble coming our way at the national level? And do you think I'm right or wrong with that basic premise?
Oh, I think you're 100% correct. And I'll add to that, there's so much federal money that's coming down to the states, even with the ARPA. Let me back up. So you had all these different federal programs for the past year and a half. I don't know if you saw the number or not. Now, this includes workers' compensation benefits. It includes stimulus, paycheck protection program from all sources of federal money that came to the state total. And when I say state, I don't mean just the government for the state of Alabama, but municipalities, counties, individuals, businesses. But every dollar that flew down, that came down from those programs was about $48 billion, that's with a B. $48 billion. Now, a much, much, much smaller amount of that went directly to the states. I mean, most of that was form of unemployment compensation or through business, to directly to businesses or individuals on income tax relief. So, you know, obviously a lot of money. And then with ARPA, the American Recovery Plan, I think there's a total of a little bit over $2 billion to the state. And by the state there, I mean to state government. And then we have this infrastructure bill that just passed, and they're still working on regulation. So I think, you know, first of all, it is from the state of Alabama, the legislative government standpoint, it is, you know, as Ronald Reagan said, you know, we don't need to spend like a bunch of drunken sailors.
Correct.
The second part of that is, though, there are strings tied to those monies. To where, you know, if you don't spend it by a certain date, then you lose it. So, you know, you got to spend it. It's not like you can, you know, put it in an account somewhere for 20 years later. Doesn't work that way. And then the third part, and I guess there are probably even more than three, is that, you know, you've got to now you're competing. It's not just Alabama that's got the money. You've got Georgia, Florida, you know, Mississippi, Tennessee, just the states around us. And all 50 states are getting their proportionate share. So what does that do economically? You know, if you're setting up a wireless broadband or internet provider, for instance, or road construction, whatever it may be, now there's a flood of money that all 50 states have, that they're competing over the same projects, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it makes that project that was a dollar, now it's worth $1.50. So even though you've got all this money, you're not getting, you know, you're spending more to get the services because everybody else has got money and they're throwing money at their problems.
Right.
And I guess another part of that equation is, you know, if everybody's spending money on X, everybody meaning the other 49 states, or at least those in the Southeast or our neighbors, is it wise to spend money on the same issue? And or do you set yourself apart by saying, hey, you know, everybody else spent money in this particular category. Maybe it's needed in the state of Alabama, but here's how we spend ours a little different to make sure that we get more bang out of that buck. So,
right. Well, and I worry that sometimes we just start throwing money into legacy costs to where, okay, you have the one-time money, but what happens if there is some sort of calamity at the federal level? It's, you know, with the idea of Medicaid expansion, it's like, all right, in the short term, it's not a bad deal at all. The money and all that works out. But in the long run, the state could be on the hook for a lot of different people.
100%.
And I just think that we have to start preparing more and more for that day to come, and not do so in a way that, you know, kneecaps us.
Yep.
But exactly, it'd be good if you didn't have to use it. But, I mean, it seems certain things that were put in place over the last several years are working out well in terms of budgeting in the state. Luckily, it seems like Alabama has not been hit economically speaking like other places that locked down hardcore. The one thing that I find interesting is you're starting to see, I think, more pride and love of state identity. I'm definitely seeing it in Florida with Ron DeSantis. Texas has always been that way. Do you think that's a healthy development where people say, yeah, we're Americans, and we are Americans first, but you take more pride in saying, I'm from Alabama, and we got a unique thing going on?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you see it with the Agriculture Commissioner, Rick Pate, who is the sweet-grown Alabama, you know, even within the ag area, it's local-grown products. It is a farm to fork kind of a message, and you know, I think generally speaking, people will pay just a little bit more for something that they know is local,
yes,
and that supports the local economy. And so I do think that, and I think there's a resurgence of what some would say is a bad thing, but I say it's constitutional, is the 10th Amendment.
Yeah,
and I think we are a United States of America, but that doesn't mean we have to be in lockstep with everything. Each state can be a microcosm of the people that live within that state, and different ideas that work better here in Alabama, and they may not work in California or vice versa.
Well, and you always have to wonder, too. I find it frustrating that it depends on who's in the White House. To where, you know, I was talking with Mayor Stephen Reed, and he said that all politics is national. Now, I happen to agree with him, unfortunately. It should be local, but at this point it is national. And to his point, him and Mayor Woodfin were up there at the White House signing of that infrastructure bill, partly because Pete Buttigieg is controlling all this grant money that would go to cities. And I'm like, is this any way to really run things in a long-term capacity when you do see all these headwinds coming our way. I do worry about it. But when I think of Alabama's identity, I've been trying to work this out myself. It would be agriculture for sure. We're still very much an agricultural state. I think we probably need to lean into a statewide basis, not just in the northern part of the state, into the aerospace and into the space race that's coming our way. And then also I would start leaning on the tourism side, the history, the full history.
Sure.
But along with, you know, not everybody's got sandy white beaches like we do. Is there anything you think I'm leaving out there? Or?
Well, let me, I don't know about leaving out, but I will say that we've got a very diverse history. I think, you know, we go from geographically, we go from the mountains to the most navigable rivers in the nation, mm-hmm. to the sandy white beaches that are the best anywhere around. We've got, from the historical standpoint, you know, Civil War to civil rights, we have, Confederate battlefields. We've got Revolutionary War battlefields, with Andrew Jackson and Fort Toulouse, which I think is extremely important and happens to be in my district. And so I think there's the diversity there that other states, I'm not saying they're not diverse, but they don't have exactly what we have. When you talk about tourism, you think about, what better? I mean, to have someone from California, New York, wherever, come in and spend their money here, and then they leave, and we don't have to provide services. And I think that's the benefit from any state that offers, you know, is very, very with tourism, because, you know, you don't have to provide services, and they're not a liability, they're all assets. So,
all right.
I think, you know, obviously we need to continue to do what we're doing to try to attract tourism. The other part of that is that, you know, and I have some, the better place you are, the more people want to come and stay. It's happening in Texas.
Right.
It's happening in Montana, different places. And, you know, you start to lose your identity because people come in and stay. And a lot of times they bring their politics and thoughts with them, which I don't mind. I like people coming and seeing what we have and staying here. But at the same time, don't forget what made us what we are.
Right.
And, I think Montana's struggling with that. Texas is struggling with that. You've got an influx of California, Washington, and
Florida.
Oregon. Florida. That's exactly right. And so you start to fundamentally change why you went there in the first place.
That's something that drives me nuts. And I see it in Texas, especially around Austin, where – you got a lot of Californians coming in, and they're coming, bringing their politics with intent to bring their politics there. And that drives me insane.
Yep. Yep. Well, I mean, we could always offer the Redneck Riviera. Y'all want to be annexed into the city? Come on. Well, I don't know if Ron DeSantis is like that.
Well, I don't remember I'm going to be historically accurate here, but I think there was a time when that area of Florida was actually, there was some disagreement about if it was part of Florida or part of Alabama. It goes back even before my time.
That's right.
Yeah, and it is such a weird time. It feels like, to your point, this great sorting or shuffling of the deck, people moving and voting with their feet. And it's not been big headlines because Florida, Texas, Tennessee is really kicking butt in that regard. But we've had an influx. It's more to the north part of the state for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But I think people are surprised. They go, wait, how much is the cost of living in Alabama? Yep. It's great here.
What I see is when I'll send friends or other people real estate information, they see our property taxes. They go, is that monthly?
Yeah.
I go, no, that's for the year. Are you kidding me? A friend of mine lives just on the other side of Chicago. Literally, our taxes per year, what I pay on my house, is what he pays monthly for his property tax. Yes.
Can you imagine that?
I couldn't. I'm like, he's paying $13,000, $14,000 a year.
And overburdensome of taxes stifles the economy. I mean,
no doubt.
The government has to have money to run, but where's that sweet spot? You know, I'm not a mechanic, but you can run too rich on fuel or not rich enough. So,
well, his thought was, he said, I thought it was this way all across the nation. No, man. I said, there are certain places where, like in Alabama, where property taxes are lower. To me, it comes with a little bit of a trade-off, but we're not paying $14,000, $15,000 a year.
Sure.
If that were the case, a lot of people would not be able to afford a home.
You're exactly right.
Yeah. Well, we have to hit one last break for this hour, but first, this second hour, always brought to you fine folks by the fine folks over there at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Oh, yeah.
Kim Williams, Madeline Cannon, they do great work, and they can help you if you're a first-time home buyer, potentially, walk you through that home buying process. It's often what holds people back, especially my age, is don't know what's involved in the process. Well, they can help you every step of the way, all the way to closing day. But right now is a great time to refinance, especially with this being one of the more expensive times of the year with Christmas and everything else going on. Why not skip 2 months of payments when you refinance with Alabama Home Mortgage? And whatever your strategy, you might be taking cash out to pay off other debts or reinvest in yourself or your home. It could be you want to cut down from a 30-year to a 15-year. And as you retire, you pay off the home. Or it could be you just don't want to pay as much. I mean, that's a good reason with historically low interest rates.
Exactly right.
Why not go for it? So give Alabama Home Mortgage a call today at 567-4223, 567-4223. Of course, you can apply online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. There is a difference in mortgage companies, folks. So check out Alabama Home Mortgage today. NMLS number 1586368. Of course, they are an equal housing lender. More with Senator Barfoot when we come back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
The holidays are coming. Is your home ready for family and friends? Make your home look great by calling Peaches and Clean. If your carpet hasn't been cleaned in a while, besides the dirt, they can hold odors that are apparent when your guests walk in. If you own one of those high-end area or oriental rugs, Peaches will pick them up, clean them in their own climate-controlled rug room, and return them to you. Peaches and Clean cleans tile and grout as well. If you live in the River Region, Auburn and Opelika, or Lake Martin area, visit us at peachesandclean.com and schedule your cleaning. That's Peaches, the letter N, clean.com.
Try Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughnette Taylor. Planning a party? Try Sinclair's.
About 15 years ago, we took over the room downstairs from it, and it's a neat private room. It has its own separate entrance, has its own separate restroom. It can be one big room that'll seat up to about 60 people, or it's got a nice divider in it that we can split it up and have about 30, 35 on one side and 15 to 20 on the other side.
The party food options are completely up to you.
It can either be the same menus we serve upstairs, or we can do a special menu.
Book the party room at Sinclair's for your holiday party.
Christmas is obviously great. It's pretty booked. There's still plenty of openings if people are called, but I wouldn't wait too long to call. Call 271-7654 and ask for the manager on duty. Anybody there can help them. We encourage you to call and book it for the holidays.
Get ready to party. Call Sinclair's East at 271-7654. Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughn at Taylor.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Folks, we got to hop back in for a second. We're going to hit our top of the hour in just a second, but State Senator Barfoot's going to stick around for a little bit more into the next hour, which I appreciate.
Yeah, man.
Thank you.
Enjoy
it. And, you know, we were talking about this show, and really, I think the beating heart of this show, we'll talk about any news, whatnot, but I mean this in all seriousness. The beating heart of this show is me giving this guy a hard time. Eddie.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Will.
I like it when he gives you a hard time.
Everybody does.
No, but I mean, you need to be smacked around a little bit every once in a while.
What do you think my wife does on the regular?
Yeah, well, you know,
when I'm not at home and I'm here, I feel like I'm getting beat up
but
here.
But don't you see there's a common denominator here and it's you?
Yeah, I'm surrounded by violent people.
No, that's not it. You just bring it
it's
out.
It's everybody else. It's not me, Joey.
You just bring it out in people. And when we come back, we'll keep going over state issues that come to mind, but also check out what's in national news and just kick that around today because there's always plenty to be kicked around. Did you happen to see, Will, the lighting of the Christmas tree on the White House lawn? LL Cool J introduces... The President of the United States and First Lady Jill Biden, the band said, and then it's like 2 minutes of, where are they? So he has to tell them to sit down again. All right, now let's applaud.
I wasn't serious the first time. Let's try it again. I didn't see it. Goodness. You know, nothing surprises
me. It's embarrassing. For one, I'm a big LL.